all week long, especially Friday. What about the last few minutes before Shabbos? The last few minutes before Shabbos are so deep and so exalted. It's a little bit like Yom Kippur. It's a little bit like Sukkot and Simchas Torah. Also like Shavuos. And Shabbos I receive the Torah again. But this is what I want to share with you. The Heilige Reb Shlomo Lubavitcher, when he was only a young man, maybe 16, 17 years old, or maybe even younger, went to Lizhensk, to the grave of the Holy Rabbi Lemelech, who had passed away maybe 90 years before Reb Shlomo came to visit Lizhensk. So Reb Shlomo Lubavitcher came to Lizhensk and is asking, is there anybody still alive who saw the Holy Rabbi Reb Lemelech? And they tell him, yes, there's an old woman here. She's 97 years old. And when she was 9 years old, she was a dishwasher in the house of Reb Lemelech. Oh, this is unbelievable. He says, would it be possible to see her? And the Chassidim would say, Gewalt, for grandson of the Holy Sanzu, everything is possible. Reb Shlomo said to her, my dear Baba, my dear sweetest lady, forgive me for bringing you here, but I want so much to hear. Tell me anything about Reb Lemelech. She says, you know, I'm an old woman. My memory is not so good anymore. I don't really remember so much. And Reb Shlomo says, I can't believe it. Reb Lemelech, the Holy of Holies, tell me anything, even one word, one moment of his life. She began smiling to herself and she says, you know, there was one thing which I could never forget. You know, we, the people in the kitchen, you know, maybe there were hundreds of people every Shabbos. There was a big staff in the kitchen and said, you know, we did not treat each other so good, maybe a little rough sometimes. So Friday, a few minutes before Shabbos, the Heilige Reb Lemelech, the Holy of Holies, the sweetest of the sweet, would come to the kitchen. He would stand by the door of the kitchen, and this is what he would say: my precious children, my sweetest friends, maybe I hurt your feelings during the week, maybe I didn't treat you with enough respect, maybe I did something wrong to you. I'm begging you, forgive me. Because how could I enter Shabbos if I hurt one of you precious young people? He would cry bitter tears, and he would walk up to each one of us and say, please forgive me. I promise, next week I'll treat you better. But then we really didn't treat each other so good. He began crying, begging each other for forgiveness. And she said to Reb Shlomo, you think you know what Yom Kippur is? If you weren't in the kitchen of Reb Lemelech before Shabbos, you've never seen Yom Kippur. But after he came out from the kitchen, the Heilige Reb Lemelech would go into his dining room, and there was the Rebbetzin and the children. And the Heilige Reb Lemelech would say again to his children, my sweetest, holiest children, you are the greatest gift God gave me. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. didn't treat you good enough. Forgive me for your feelings. Forgive me for didn't take care of you the way God wants me to take care of you. And he asked every one of his children. There's so much tears and so much love in the children. Give all, give all, give all. There is no Yom Kippur in the world who could describe the way Rabbi Meir has his children for forgiveness. But then he walked up to his holy Rebbetzin, because everybody knows on Friday before Shabbos, Adam and Eve have to fix everything which happened between them on the first Friday about the tree of knowledge and tree of life. So the Rabbi Meir would walk up to his Rebbetzin, and he would ask him for forgiveness. He would say, my holy wife, holy mother of my children, I'm begging you, I'm crying before you. Forgive me a million times. If I hurt your feelings, if I didn't treat you the way the princess has to be treated. And Gebal, Gebal, the woman said, I want you to know those few minutes before Shabbos in the house of Rabbi Melech, they carry me forever. Thank you.